USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Majorities of American voters believe that President Donald Trump abused his power and obstructed Congress in the Ukraine scandal, but the public remains split, largely along party lines, over whether those actions justify his removal from office. Those are the findings of a new national NBC News Wall Street Journal poll that said 46% of registered voters say Trump should be removed versus 49% who say he should remain. More than 19 million cases of the flu have been diagnosed in the United States this season, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. After a dip in the first few weeks of 2020, flu activity has once again spiked. Widespread activity is reported in every state except Hawaii. Overall, the CDC estimates the flu has led to 180,000 hospitalizations and 68 children have died. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Iowa's largest newspaper would normally have released a poll by now, but not this year. With that story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Results of the final Des Moines Register CNN MediaCom poll in Iowa are not being released after a respondent raised an issue with how the poll was administered. Somebody claimed that candidates may have been omitted from a list from which they were supposed to choose their preferred candidate. According to the Des Moines Register, the problem appears to be isolated to one surveyor. The paper said since they can't confirm that, they will not be releasing the poll's results. I'm Chris Barnes.
At least 20 people have been killed and over a dozen injured in a stampede during a church service at a stadium in northern Tanzania. Hundreds of people packed the stadium in Moshi near the slopes of Mount Kilimanjaro and crushed each other as they rushed to get anointed with the blessed oil. 16 others were injured in the incident. Authorities fear the death toll could rise due to the size of the crowd and the dark conditions when the stampede occurred. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today is shaping up to be a unique day for reasons other than the Super Bowl and Groundhog Day. It's also a rare palindrome. While various forms of palindrome dates are fairly common, 02-02-2020, that's February 2nd, 2020, has the unique distinction of reading the same backwards and forwards when written out in 8 digits in multiple data systems, according to University of Portland professor Aziz Inan. According to his calculations, the last such palindrome was 1111 and the year 1111, which is more than 900 years ago. And the next will not occur until March 3rd, 3030. That's 101 years from now. A new crop of 117 emojis will be dropping in Apple's next update. Twitter is already rejoicing at some of the long-awaited additions, including a transgender flag and a boba tea emoji. The new emoji class also features a gender-neutral Santa Claus, a gender-neutral person in a tuxedo, and a wedding dress. Emojis of parents bottle-feeding children and the pinched-finger Italian hen gesture will also be included in the release. Other notable additions include a worm, a toothbrush, a bell pepper, and finally a smiling emoji with a tear. The new emojis were announced by the Unicode Consortium, a nonprofit that maintains software standards and has been working for years to diversify its pool of emojis. Thanks for spending your big game Sunday with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.